is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Holly, how are you doing on this hot Tuesday?
Nice and swassy, you
nice.
Guys.
It really is, isn't it?
Oh my goodness, delighting in the late summer heat, and we got gossip here for you in this
right.
alert. Ooh, Winona Judd, allegedly, supposedly, according to sources at Radar Online via the Daily Mail Online, is planning to formally contest her late mother's will, which left her entire $25 million estate to her husband. Now, Winona Judd and Ashley Judd did not feature in the will and did not get any part of her estate, with Naomi Judd leaving everything to her widower, Larry Strickland. Now, the couple had been married for 35 years, with Naomi making Strickland the executor of her estate in a move that was said to, quote, baffle Winona.
That her husband of 35 years?
Well, I mean, sometimes people do, because we have to remember, now this is not any of this coming from Winona, but sometimes wills, you know, like sometimes that a lawyer will say, this is the easiest way if you have this big of a estate, and then we can talk about having what kind of a trust within that will to divide that money out.
Yep.
Just give it all to the surviving spouse. It's the cleanest will possible.
Well, now, according to sources at Radar Online, this decision to have Larry Strickland be the executor of the estate has sparked a battle between Ashley and Winona, with Ashley reportedly siding with Naomi and Larry, while Winona believes that they, quote, conspired against her. Now, one source adding Winona was banking on getting a piece of the pie after the death of Naomi Judd. Now, a family friend also claimed that Ashley believed Naomi Judd knew what she was doing in her will by not giving a lump sum to Winona Judd. Now, this is gossip of the highest order.
Yeah, it really is, because there could be property that was given. You know, we don't know. I mean, I guess if I'm looking at it from a mom's perspective, and she made this will in 2017, maybe she doesn't necessarily trust her daughter's taste in men. She's, you know what I mean? Been married. She's easily, like, sometimes people don't want to give money. And well, they want it more, it might be land. It might be in other ways that she's left for Larry. And so this is just somebody at Radar making this up, possibly.
Exactly.
What do you think, Holly?
Well, I, you know, honestly, have no idea, because Radar Online, which is akin to the National Enquirer, they are willing to dig for the dirt, and sometimes that dirt turns out to be true. We have history of that.
And maybe, you know, Winona needs needs the money. Maybe, who knows, if she's a big spender or whatever, and she and her mom were going to go out on tour and make some money.
Yeah. Now, this source adding over at Radar Online concerning this, that Winona has had money problems throughout her adult life. They're pointing
to that. Well, she has had some interesting men she's met and married.
Yes. And it costs you money when you're the person with money who's fallen in love with the wrong guy or gal. It's the person with money that always ends up getting screwed, usually.
Well, you know, we shall see how this all plays
out. Your bad taste will cost you.
Oof, man, put that on a bumper sticker.
Right.
Let's go to another celebrity beef. This is all concerning Sylvester Stallone, the producer.
Yes.
The producers of the Rocky franchise. And now Dolph Lundgren has entered the chat as an unexpected peacemaker, in the Sylvester Stallone Drago feud.
Yeah, I don't understand why Sylvester Stallone has 2 weeks in a row attacked Erwin Winkler, the 94-year-old producer of Rocky, the guy who helped make Sylvester Stallone's movie happen the way he wanted, who mortgaged his house to produce the movie. And Sylvester Stallone is just ranting and raving.
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone, if you've been following his social media account, he is going after producer Erwin Winkler for what he sees as an equity stake in the Rocky franchise. Now,
and he has kids.
Yes. Now, Stallone, he has been vocal about this for the past couple of years. So here's the deal with this, that Sylvester Stallone received, now we're getting into some Hollywood terminology here, first dollar gross on the early Rocky sequels and earned points off the original means. He was getting money for that. that. But then he says he's been deprived of an equity stake in the franchise, meaning that he doesn't have ownership stake in the Rocky franchise. He says that this is a painful subject that eats at my soul because I wanted to leave something of Rocky for my children.
Okay, but Sylvester, we can't help it that you didn't think of spinoffs and your lawyer didn't do that. And the producer who produced, I mean, you can't be mad at that. It's good thing you forward thought the way you did. And apparently, Holly, MGM, they signed off on a $2 million screenplay for Stallone's new Rocky movie where Rocky ran for mayor of Philadelphia. And Stallone backed off and didn't take the money. And he was offered the chance to play Rocky in the Creed movie with Michael B. Jordan. Right. And he said no to that.
I don't understand.
So I don't, this is not reflecting well on Sylvester Stallone.
You wonder
at all
if something's going on.
Well, it seems like he's angry because he doesn't have ownership of Rocky, and that for him is his line in the sand.
But he does have ownership of Rocky. He doesn't have ownership of Creed and Drago, the spinoff stuff. That's the breaks.
And he has no control over it. Now, he got upset because last week it was, according to Dolph Lundgren, he's saying that the information was leaked, that there was talks of a Drago spinoff movie. His character, Dolph Lundgren's from Rocky IV.
Oh, good grief.
So, Dolph Lundgren has now entered the chat on his Instagram account.
What's he say?
Well, he's saying, you know, it's chill out, basically, is what we're paraphrasing here. He's explaining that the spinoff is much earlier along than previously reported. There's no script, there's no deal, no director, and that he was personally, Dolph Lundgren, under the impression that Sylvester Stallone was involved as a producer or as an actor in this project. And he said that the early reports are unfortunate and that he is in touch with Mr. Balboa because he put up this statement with a picture of himself and Sylvester Stallone in it. So he said, so all the fans can relax.
Yeah, I mean, Stallone, he keeps posting these nasty illustrations of the Winkler family that really, to me, look anti-Semitic. He called himself an exploited artist. Now, Sylvester Stallone is $400 million. That's because his two producers mortgaged their houses and let him star in it and let him take, you know, this is how this all works. You can't be an exploited artist and be worth $400 million. He looks petty.
He looks petty.
All of this could have been solved with expensive lawyers and agents.
He looks like
I don't understand why he's doing this at all.
Well, we'll see if Sylvester Stallone keeps doing it on his Instagram as we move forward. Yeah. But for now, things are quiet.
It's just not reflecting well on him, right or wrong. It just, there's something off.
It beats me. Yeah. Beats me. All right, thanks,
Holly,
guys.
Good juicy dirt today.
No kidding.
The Jetsons just turned, they had some birthday, the Jetsons, the TV.
The TV show?
Yeah, the cartoon, which just, who didn't love that? In their fictional 21st century. And so they had a thing about all the ways that where the Jetsons were right.
Okay. So that'll be good.
Yeah. So, but I'm not doing that study. Oh. I'm doing another study about where are we going to go, you know, for the people who are futurologists out there. There are people who study the future.
Futurologists.
It's a job.
I love it.
You got to go to college and get a PhD. But this futurologist, Dr. James Bellini, he has told us this and about what he thinks is going to be mainstream by 2050.
Okay.
Okay. Waterless dishwashers, self-stocking refrigerator.
That's what I want. How does that
work? Vertical farms will be mainstream by 2050.
I believe that you're going to have to you're going to have to go up with farming, but let's talk about the self-stocking refrigerator.
And 20% of people in a poll, in a survey that the futurologists did were most interested in homes becoming more eco-friendly and sustainable. And this self-stocking smart refrigerator.
Way to my heart.
No, that's my favorite thing out of all of this.
Those are the upgrades that people are planning to buy in years to come. When they were asked if you had an option, would you get this? Yes, indeed. smart kettles and self-stocking refrigerators.
That would take away the chef that has become Julia late night snacking. Because you'd just be always stocked up. No more magical mystery treats.
He said, in 30 years or so, we will have vertical farms and grow things upward in towers. Historians will look back and joke about how we used to grow all our food on horizontal planes when there's so much space to use up above.
I don't want things to block our view, though.
Yeah. Here's some other things that will... Okay. The number one thing is really a duh. What do you think the number one thing will be mainstream by 2050? 2050.
Electric cars?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Self-driving.
Oh.
Electric cars.
Yeah, I missed that. I'm afraid of that.
I'm still holding back on that one. Yeah. I still don't want to go there, but I can see that
the
world is not going to let me rule that one.
A smart fridge that will manage your shelf life and restock itself. Lab-grown meat.
Oh.
Well, they're already
smart
doing stuff
kettles
like that
make your tea or coffee just the way you like it.
Okay.
Windows that tint automatically in the sunshine.
Ooh, for...
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Holograms.
Okay, I'm going to go back to the windows. I don't like it. Yeah, you'd have to be able to erase it if you wanted to have sunshine, because I don't like those glasses that everyone says
the
just
tint.
Work.
Yeah.
They don't. No. They work at the weirdest time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Okay, but let's just say it's going to be so that it works exactly. This is how robotic housekeeping. Yes, bring
Love
it on.
It.
Hoverboards for everyone.
Please. Been waiting since Back to the Future, 1987.
I believe in Greg.
Yeah.
I've been waiting my whole life
for that. Healthy junk food. When's that coming?
Yeah. Well, it needs to come soon.
Get working on that.
It needs to come soon.
Yeah. Flying cars. So the Jetson, that's still out there.
See, that sounds fun to me.
A machine that can perfectly wrap anything you put in it.
Like a present?
Like a present or for shipping.
Okay, I like the shipping part. Part of the fun is wrapping.
Yeah, food that doesn't go bad, that's another thing. A foolproof pill that you'll be able to cure for a hangover.
Oh, that's...
People in 2015
expect that. I feel like everyone already has that already.
There isn't a foolproof.
There's ideas, there's mixes,
but there's not a foolproof way.
No.
All right.
Now, my dad would say, drink a half a stick of butter. Okay, that's the foolproof way to not have anything.
I'm gonna try that.
According to my dad, that's what his dad did.
Okay? That sounds gross.
Ugh, well, it coats your stomach. Who knows? Chocolate that doesn't melt is another future idea that people are expecting to be mainstream by 2050. Also, jetpacks and smell-o-vision.
Ooh, I like that.
Both those Jetsons.
Yeah. Jetsons,
right?
Yeah.
A mirror to apply makeup for you.
Yeah, it's probably pretty awesome.
I would like a mirror to apply my eyebrows.
Yeah. I would just like some kind of a, you know, phew. I mean, the thing.
Like you could just walk through something and you're done.
Yeah.
That would be.
Yeah. So.
That would be something.
From 2030 onwards, we will see the Mars program kicking in. And men and women landing on Mars and creating
stuff. Have fun.
Yeah, you go.
Total recall.
Yeah. You go. We just don't. I'm not going there.
Anyway, I just thought that, you know.
I really know it's over when my kids buy me a one-way ticket.
Ticket to Mars. That's right.
I really know that's the end of
the new nursing home. We put them on Mars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Mom, it's supposed to be really nice up there. All your friends are going.
You're right.
No, I don't see that happening at all, but thank you.
Here,
we really love you. Here you go.
Yeah. Okay. Here's another. This doesn't really surprise me at all. Living a child-free life. One in five adults do not want to have kids.
See, this is a bummer because I believe the kids are our future.
Well, this is from Michigan State University, and they wanted to figure out when is it. They found that. They just wanted to study child-free choosing that path to go child-free.
Yeah.
And they used just three questions to separate child-free individuals from parents and other varieties of non-parents.
Okay.
And this is what they found is that people, particularly women who say they don't want children, are often told they'll change their mind. But the study found otherwise.
People are making the decision to be child-free early in life, most often in their teens and 20s. And it's not just young people claiming they don't want children. Women who decided in their teens to be child-free are now, on average, nearly 40 and still do not want to have children.
Yeah, I've noticed this with a lot of my friends. I'm in my late 30s, and more of my friends are choosing not to go down that route and mm-hmm. have that dual income, no kids. You know, it's, mm-hmm. It's quite the life.
It is. Well, is it this because, was published in Scientific Reports.
No, I believe you. Is it because of how much they cost?
That and a lot of them are, I think my generation is kind of wanting to experience life before kids, whereas your generation kind of did the kids a little bit earlier.
We wanna, but you know what? And then we just get caught up and you can't have them anymore. Distinctly, though, saying in college, I am not having kids.
Yeah.
I don't want to have kids. I don't want to be a mom. I don't want to go down that road. I felt it very much like it just felt no. And I never really changed my mind on that. And I felt that way as a teenager. I felt that way as an eighth grader, babysitting. I knew
this. You were ruined because your mom had
it. No, I don't think that was it. I just didn't want to have kids. So I don't even know if it's a generational thing in the way that there was always the expectation. What do you mean you don't want to have kids? Not everybody wants to have kids.
No, I agree. But people don't ask that anymore. Like when you get married, well, when are you having kids? I mean, it used to be such an automatic question that you used to always say offended you. And you're like, Julia, why do you even?
I would always get mad at you.
I quit asking it. Yeah. I mean, because you would get so offended.
Because not everyone wants to have children. No. And so, one out of five don't want to have children. And so, Americans, now we're at risk of being forced to have children despite not wanting them.
Yeah.
With everything that's happening. But it's about 50 to 60 million Americans have made that choice to be child free.
Yeah.
And they were most surprised that women that said, I knew from an early age I didn't want to have kids, didn't have kids.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, this generation just everybody's getting married later, things are starting later. I think that, it's not such a quick demand right away. We kind of choose this. I know you choose it right away.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people kind of let it go. There have been that, but you didn't have the choice before the birth control pill.
Good point.
Women didn't have a lot of choice.
Yeah, that's
about
true.
Being child free because we didn't. People didn't know how to. I mean, I don't know that my mom would have had three children under the age of five.
Well, of course not.
That was kind of the thing. So
exactly,
I think it's an interesting study, and it was published in Scientific Reports. And
I know people who don't. And I
that never changed their mind about it.
And I think everybody's different. Everyone can do whatever they want. Yeah. But I am so grateful that I did because.
Of course. But believe somebody if they do say,
right,
I don't want to have children because that is a deal breaker for you.
Yeah.
It could be.
I had that.
You're
issue.
Not going to change somebody's mind.
Nope. I had that with Lily. She did not want kids when we first met. I was for that. And that has changed in the last 7 years.
Yeah.
But I knew right away I love this woman enough where if that's what she wants, I'm all for that.
Yeah. So because you can't get in. You can't make somebody change their mind.
No.
That is a study of death.
No, that is true.
But people always think they can.
That's true. Yeah.
And if you're the woman that's saying, no, I don't want to have kids and you're in a heterosexual relationship and the guy's like, yeah, that's fine, but no, he can go on.
That's true.
No, you're right.
And
that's true.
He, can go on and have children for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen, that's all we got. We'll be right back.
All right, so here's the deal. Be the seventh caller and win a pair of tickets to see One Republic at Xcel Energy Center this Sunday, August 7th, with opening act Need to Breathe. And there's no break between their name.
Mm-hmm. Need to breath.
Show starts at 7 p.m. Call us 651-641-1071.
Wow.
It's that easy.
The seventh caller?
It's the seventh caller.
Easy, easy.
Easy peasy.
People like that band, One Republic.
Oh, I know it.
Mm-hmm. They got a lot of good
stuff. I know it. So get going on that one. I am upset if the Judd sisters are upset over their mom's thing. I hope that works out. I hope that's...
You know what strikes me as odd is that they wouldn't have ever had the conversation with their mom about wills.
Well,
but, I mean, I've had the conversation with both my parents about their wills, and I talked to them like at least 10 years ago about their wills.
Yeah.
When they hit 70.
We never had that conversation with our parents because
there's nothing.
Right. I wish I had that opportunity to have that conversation.
There's always things.
Yeah.
There's always things. There's our jewelry, sentimental, sure, who's going to get the picture book. Sure. I mean, there is that. Yeah. You know, so I
also think with Naomi,
and they all lived on the same, you know,
compound.
50
and
acres.
Winona, you know, has music rights with her mom. I mean, they have music together.
But they were going to go out on tour.
I understand
and that's
that,
how
but
people make money.
I understand
and they
that.
Didn't do that for the last couple of years. Winona.
But hopefully she gave Winona all of, you know, the rights to all the music in the past if they ever wanted to sell the catalog. That's what I was kind of getting at.
Who knows?
That would be... People don't like to have uncomfortable conversations, first of all.
Well, I know, but you got to... Everybody dies.
Well, according to Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
That's why he's wearing skirts.
That's right.
Everybody's going
to
die.
So I don't know if it's fair to say that you can cut the daughters out of the will if, you know, her... She was advised, let's just have Larry do it, and then we're going to set up trust. So we don't know everything.
But I hope the daughters
but
don't get in a fight.
Those sisters have fought before.
Yeah, I know.
About that. And, you know, sometimes people think that they're making a good decision by not giving you money. That's why people do trust. They'll say, you know, you got to be 25
But these
or 35.
Girls are older.
Well,
they're,
I know.
They're grown-ups.
But it doesn't matter. They almost are like sisters. Naomi was so young, though, when her kids were born, particularly Winona. I mean, she was a baby having a baby.
I know.
So I'm just saying the intensity might be up there because they've had rifts before.
I know they
There's
have.
Been stuff
oh,
that has
hope,
happened.
I just hope it isn't because that would be a drag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I don't know, you know, how much is the Judd music is selling. What that
catalog
is worth.
Well, have you listened to anything?
No. Not since Naomi passed away.
Either have I.
By the way, you know, the Prince estate was settled.
Over
the weekend.
Gosh, talk about the longest.
Yeah, that was like a 6-year, but that was settled. So everybody seems to be happy. And Mo Austin, we had another notable passing.
Okay.
Mo Austin, 95 years old. Everyone from John Bream to Roger Freeman to Variety, the Hollywood Reporter, Rolling Stone. He is one of those people who are on the Mount Rushmore of rock and roll, but he doesn't have a name that's known like Ahmet Erdogan, Clive Davis, Quincy Jones.
Sure.
Mo Austin basically started Warner Brother Records.
Wow.
Oh, really?
And he believed that
the artist. Yeah, you were telling me this.
Is the guy. So here's what John Bream wrote. Rest in peace, Mo Austin, one of the architects of modern music biz at Warner Brothers. He not only gave Prince a chance, but he gave the Purple One artistic freedom and permission to reproduce his own recording in his recordings. When he signed him, when he was 18 years old and had an unprecedented deal with Warner Brothers for those first three albums. He also, in the late 60s into the 90s, basically Warner Brothers was a huge, huge.
Oh, of course they were.
Like, here's who he signed. Some of the people, Bonnie Raitt, James Taylor, the Doobie Brothers, George Benson, Prince, Jimi Hendrix, Neil Young. He merged with Frank Sinatra's Reprise Records that became Warner's. And he also then brought in Elektra Records, which was Carly Simon, Brad, The Doors. And then he also brought in Seymour Stein's Sire Records, which gave birth to Madonna, The Ramones, Talking Heads, Pretenders. And he was just absolutely an unbelievable guy and just 100% for the musician.
Yeah.
Just a real cool guy.
When you told me that's what I liked about it was that he put them first.
Yes.
You know?
Was considered a
that's
king
cool.
in the music business and very much loved and maybe feared in other places, but he was just a giant.
How old was he?
95.
He had a good run.
That is, Grant, are the tickets gone?
They are, yes. Oh, yeah. Amy is our winner from Minneapolis. Happy? Very happy. Yeah, she's a first-time winner from the station, so really excited for her.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so she'll enjoy that. That'll be fun. And we've got more tickets this week to give away.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What else do we know?
Well, we know that
Madonna and Lindsay Lohan saw Michael Jackson, the ones in Las Vegas, a show that's been on our list, Julia.
I know, because I love seeing those Cirque shows.
I know.
In Vegas. They're very, very,
so
very good.
So that picture
good.
Is posted, and yes. Madonna, it looks really, really
what
cute.
Did you, no,
she
wait.
Does.
What did you say she was wearing?
Widow's weeds. Mm-hmm. Looking for a new boyfriend.
Oh, no. You can't make it up.
I love you.
Serious, Grant. Oh, all right, you best. Guys, everyone have a great night. We'll be back tomorrow.
Job done. Off you go.